hard in
Okay, well, you know, we're live on the air. Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I have a special guest, your friend and mine from Hollywood, Tequila Mockingbird.
Hey, hi, howdy out there, punk rockers. How's everything going?
Well, I just managed to grab myself a carbonated drink so I can belch like El Duce. No.
I just spilled my coffee. Always good. Good way to start the day.
Oh, lovely. Well, in that case, I should play the song Caffeine by the Insolents. Let me see.
Do it.
I got to find it first.
Right, yeah. So I went to see Motorcycle Boy last night.
Oh, do tell. Oh, you
good
better get
time.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Francois is still the same, fabulous and gorgeous.
Woo-hoo.
And I don't know how he does it.
Well,
but it was a great show at the Viper Room, and I was hanging out with Stephanie Mata, Patrick Mata from Community FK's wife.
I saw your film clip. Yeah, I saw your little film clip. That was fun. I thought the Viper Room was going to be torn down. I'm so glad it's still going. Yay, we still have a chance to take Hollywood back.
I just found the money I had planned to take out with me last night. I didn't spend a cent.
Good girl. Good girl. You know, this is frugal February. You cannot spend
frugal
any
February,
money.
Frugal February, yeah.
Yeah, frugal
have
February.
Yourself
you,
a frugal
you cannot...
little February. Oh, did you see that Sharon Osbourne is suing Kanye West? Not that I care. But she said, you picked on the wrong Jew this time.
She's not a Jew. Oh, now she wants to be being Jewish popular. I did it. I gave you an El Duce
perfect.
We got to keep our minds focused in different canals.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm definitely Jewish by injection.
Hey, little girl, I'm sick of the sun. We're doing day, I'm in LA. Fuck up, bitch, go jump in a day. Hey, little girl, for life, let's go. Jump in the country, time will go. Fuck up, bitch, go jump in a day. Hey, little hunker, fuck a little twat. Don't jump in a day, clean that butt. Fuck up, bitch, go jump in a day. Fuck up, bitch.
Well, that was a 34 second. Ew.
All right.
Oh, social spit.
You're funny. Yeah, it's a beautiful new year, and it's the year of the dragon.
Oh, yeah, today's Chinese New Year, start of Chinese New Year. How fun. We have a dragon parade in town today.
Nice, yes, absolutely. Next week is the big one in Los Angeles. We're all going to meet downtown at the Hong Kong Cafe at 11 o'clock and watch the parade together.
I love the idea. The Hong Kong Cafe is still there. I'm so surprised. Wow, that's awesome. Very good.
Yeah,
I love those big Chinese dragons on the front gate.
Yes, right there by the gate. I think that's the best place to meet.
Those are fabulous.
And then we can all go to breakfast after it's over. And I think that would be really fun. I know a really bitchin' restaurant right across the street from the parade that's perfect for us to get together.
Very good.
In the old days, see, I would do that, and then my club, the Oracle, was down the street. So after you did the parade, you came to the Oracle, and we gave you a show.
Oh, shit, I forgot Shane. Hang on. Oh, crap, I think I goofed up. I was supposed to call him, and I forgot. Wait, let me call him
Who?
Real quick. Shane, the tattooer, Flower Leopards, he's got to go to
Shane's Madison. Phone. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Yeah.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, listen
hey,
up, Shane.
What's up, bro, ham?
646.
That's it. We can just do crank calls to all our punk rock friends while we're on the air.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, we got to call Doug then, too. 646, guest call-in number, 478-3594. Come on, poop butts. Don't get distracted after 9 seconds. Come on, your attention span's more than that.
Yeah, yeah. Call us back. Everybody out there in the audience, call us back, and we'll talk to you about some punk rock. I want to tell you that I managed to get Motorcycle Boy for the new record for the Punk Museum Records. So Motorcycle Boy, whom I adore, Swords of Fatima, whom I love, Shimmerbed, who I think is fantastic, Tom Monitor, Ingenious, and my band, which of course is just out of this world so far. And we're gathering all the great bands in LA that I think are, you know, our own scene, our little secret underground Hollywood scene.
We're still on Shane's phone.
What?
Dude, we're still on Shane's message phone. He's got
I'm putting together this album for Mystic, and I'm happy to be a co-producer with Candace on this new album. So you guys stay in touch with us. Are we going to play some music for Shane?
Yes, yes. I think I have some Flower Leopard songs right here. Here we go. Heaven's Closed, Has Hate Been Kind Enough, Death of Two Lovers, Blue Child, I'm 18, cover song, Lying Dead on the Phone, Round and Round for You, and Signed in Blood. Which is your choice,
Tequila? Let's play three songs in a row from each of these bands today so you get a good slice of what they sound like on Mystic Records.
Very good. All right. Signed in Blood. We got your blood, boy.
You.
We own you.
Party or go home.
Bye-bye.
Satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record.
I accidentally deleted Tequila. Call back. I'm such a dork. All right, so anyway, back to the show. Signed in Blood. All right, so you want to do three of them back-to-back. That was Signed in Blood. And this is one of my favorites, Lying Dead on the Phone. It's really awesome. When you think of two people talking on the phone, like Darby Crash,
yes.
You know, that night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And keeping it to the end. Hey, Shane just called back in.
Oh, cool.
Shane. And home.
What's up?
Hey,
what's
Betty.
Up?
Well,
hey, Shane.
You got me and Tequila on the line,
hi.
And we're really wanting to hear one of your poop butt stories. Listen up, poop butts.
Well, I only got time for one because I got to go get my fangs sharpened.
All
but,
right, go for it.
This one's about El Duce. There's two kind of connected stories. There used to be an apartment on Argyle called the Nightmare. And the Stains lived there, and a bunch of chicks lived there, and it was a punk rock house. And the chicks bring us around because, you know, we want pussy, you know. I mean, so anyway, one day I walk in there. I think I had some speed and I wanted to fix, and they have a bathroom. And I went in there, and I hate speed, so that's another story. Anyway, I would like to stay awake. I walk in and there's this big pile of beer cans in the living room. And I go in the bathroom, but I have to leave the door open. And as I'm getting the shit ready, I start hearing rustling. And I look and I turn around and El Duce is under the beer can. See, I guess he's been sleeping or passed out or I don't know. Another one. I was at the Zero. You guys remember the Zero Club?
Oh, yeah.
It was after midnight over there.
Yeah, yeah.
For a long time, the San Pedro Hotel. It was beneath the San Pedro Hotel, but it was at Wilcox, one block north of Wilcox in Franklin. And, where Wilcox and Cahuenga, right there.
I went to that hotel. That was the first one that I ever went to.
That's my bedroom. The back room was my bedroom, and David Lee Roth lived in my bedroom.
Okay, there you go. And I left there as the sun was coming up, and I lived. There was some bungalows in the back on Wilcox, and I lived in one of those bungalows. Casey and I lived there before we had kids, and. I robbed a drug dealer and we had to leave there and all that. It's a whole nother story. But at the Zero, I walk out and El Duce's on the sidewalk, passed out. He's kind of hanging out. He's on his back.
Oh,
and
poor baby.
I went home. I went to sleep. I got up. The sun's setting now. Another night in Hollywood. And I called in some Chinese food, some fried rice to the cheap, and I came out of my house and I had to go right by there again, and he's still on the sidewalk.
Oh, goodness.
It's been 12 hours out there. I was with a friend when we first left. We tried to wake him up, but we couldn't get him up. And I was a kid. I couldn't lift that guy. So we left
him.
He's heavy. 12 hours later, he was still.
Oh, goodness. I would have brought him a pillow and a blanket by that time.
Yeah.
And a diaper.
I would have brought him a big wieners. Big wieners are better.
Well, you know, you think about that what we experienced in the 80s, and I know a lot of us in the 70s, but I slept my first punk rocker, so it was the late 79, November. But when you think about how unique and how incredible it was to experience that.
It was.
I mean,
yeah.
There's nobody, there's nothing in the world like it. It was in the Los Angeles punk rock scene was fresh, and it was special, and it was the embers of a fire that's still burning, and to
yes,
be even
it
near it or have your hands warming near that ember was amazing. And
yes.
I mean, if it wasn't, why are we still celebrating it now? You dig? Like,
well, you know, the Zero had a good New Year's Eve party from 1984, New Year's Eve, to bring in the whole new year of music in 85. You know, and they rented that great big warehouse that used to belong to the Doors down there on Fountain Avenue. What was across the street of that one, Tequila? I can't remember.
Vine.
Vine? Oh, okay. So anyway, Screaming Sirens played. Donnie Pope Joy was emceeing the show.
Everybody in the house.
And it was such a good show. I forget all the other people who played. Oh, I think it was Walla Voodoo played too, and a whole bunch of bands. And I just got so snockered. The line was down the side. You know, the entryway was on the side on Fountain, and then all the way down to Vine, and then across down there too, you know, like two blocks of people. And I parked in the parking lot, and I came with, I brought Frank Zappa's guitarist, what's his name, the guy who did the artwork for Guns N' Roses. Anyway, Robert Williams.
Robert Williams.
Yeah. And we're walking towards the back of the line. We're passing the door, and our great big tall guy from the cafe, Craig, he's seen me, and Robert walked by, and he ran up and grabbed me, and he carries me to the door and spins me around, and he says, you know, motions to Robert, come on, you guys ain't waiting in that line.
Whenever
and after
fresh.
That, it was like red carpet treatment all the way, and I got so snockered. I just remember looking out the window about 5 o'clock in the morning, and David Lee Roth had that big black Mercedes with the gold skull and crossbone spray on it. And El Duce was leaning up against the corner with the flag covering his woohoo. But I think that's why we're still celebrating, Shane, you know?
Yeah, sounds like a rhythm. I got to go, but listen to my acoustic album, Divine American Pariah. It came out in 2018.
And by his book.
And then in November, my EP came out, Penta, for Five. It's 5 songs. It's on every platform. You can get it anywhere. You can Google me, and I'm in the new Cream. I did an article for him. It's out. It's this issue. It's a Lester Bangs issue, so it's kind of cool. Anyway,
nice
I don't
article.
Need to be self-promoting, but I got a boogie. I got to go get my fangs sharpened. Ladies, take care. Have a good day.
Thank you, Shane.
Right on. Bye-bye,
yep.
Shane.
Yep. Bye.
Love you, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Lying dead on the phone was, I wanted to catch him in that, and I got sidetracked talking. Dang it. Lying dead on the phone, he actually wrote that. His girlfriend and Darby did the thing together where they were supposed to die together. And
Casey Cola?
She survived. And, you know, I was going to
He didn't give her the dose. He took the dose, but he didn't let her die.
Right. But I was going to have Shane tell the story, and dang it, I blew it by putting my 2 cents worth in. Okay, so we did Signed in Blood. Lying Dead on the Phone just kind of played while Shane was talking, and he's so hard to get a hold of. It's amazing that he called in, and he's got a real bad cold right now. You can barely hear his scrappy voice. Poor guy.
That was lovely. Oh, my God. Yeah. You were so pumped
El
up.
El Duce did it. It wasn't me, I swear. It was not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, El Duce did it. Eldon came back from the grave, put himself back together after being hit by a train by
that's
Courtney
right.
Love. And
that's right.
Courtney Love.
Because when you're that's right. That's right. Because when you're in heaven, all the broken pieces come back together. So he's whole and belching away.
And he's belching away. Well, let's play some more Flower Leopards because you're listening to Party or Go Home on the
That's
Mystic
right.
Radio Network.
Woohoo!
We'll
Hey, we got another caller on the line.
Oh, fantastic. I wonder if it's time for Dunker Girls Talk.
I think it is.
All right. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, hello. How are my two favorite ladies?
Ooh, that's sexy voice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't recognize your old pal Dave Anger.
Hi, Davey.
How you girls doing?
Oh, we're having a ladies' day and a men's day and a friend's day. And even El Duce came to visit, and he graced us with one of his belches.
Excellent. So in order to, in reply to what Tequila said about that song, I actually wrote that song when I was breaking up with somebody and I made them sleep on the sofa and they were going, boo, boo, boo. So that's where I got that chorus from. Exactly.
It's all that's what they want to hear from you. I love that song, Dave. It's so good. What are the lyrics? Can you recite the lyrics for us?
Of course. How'd it go? Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me get it up and you can sing to the song. Let me play it for you.
No, let him do the lyrics. We want to hear the poetry of his thing.
Oh, because she wants to do a cover of it, I bet, huh? Go ahead, Dave.
I do.
I'm a little buzzed, so I'm trying to remember. How does it start? I try to tell you what to do. You whine about your life and you're crying every day. I try to tell you what to do, but you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of your whining. I'm tired of your crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Boo hoo hoo is all I ever motherfucking hear from you.
It's such a great song, Dave.
Thank you.
Boo is all I ever motherfucking hear from you.
The immortal words of Andy Turner, sheer poetry, mate.
Sheer poetry. So good. So
thank you,
just,
thank you.
You wrote that song, and it's so real. You know, I got into a fight on Facebook because I said I never bought the Taylor Swift routine, and I got 1,000 replies on the punk page.
Really?
About how weird. What a bigot I was, and what a terrible person I am.
You
and my girl. One of my publisher from LA Beat magazine chimed in, "Oh my God, a punk rocker that doesn't like Taylor Swift."
Oh,
these
gosh.
People lost their damn minds.
Well,
and I'm
well,
like,
shit, you
what?
Know Taylor Swift
said,
is the original
Ramones?
Punk.
Or Taylor Swift, and I said, if you answer Taylor Swift, get the fuck off my page.
That's right. They shouldn't do this.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, we're keeping punk rock real. You know, Dave Anger and Shane and Tequila, and don't forget Dulce Pinche Loca.
Little Bundy girl Megan is going to come on here, and she's been my little bestie who used to be my personal assistant at the Zero. So we're going to actually have some female energy other than just us girls. We're going to have like Dunker Girl Talk later on today.
Ooh.
Where we're just going to talk about, you know, punk boys. So, Dave, I think you're a fabulous punk boy.
Oh, he is.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Should I go get my tiara now and join you, girl?
So it's funny. That's right. That's right. And it's funny because I see Fat Mike with his little pinky up, sipping oysters and caviar at this big fancy restaurant, saying how he's going to keep punk rock elite. Excuse me, really? You were a punk kid, snot faced kid, when Dave Anger was up on the stage singing songs and making punk rock real, keeping punk rock real. It's all about being real.
My friend Jordan Schwartz said, don't be mad at Fat Mike. He's from the bad side of Beverly Hills.
Oh, God. Unbelievable. I know. He probably had a Marshall half sack and a Gibson guitar. Those weren't real punks to me, but most of the bands were all rich kids from the West Side anyways, as far as I'm concerned. I could write a book and everybody would hate me. I'll tell you the real story.
But, you know, keeping it real is what people like anymore, you know. They're tired of sugar-coated stuff.
Now I keep it real with my PlayStation and just spend time playing Apex. That helps me forget the real troubles of the world.
Well,
yeah, right?
I just lock myself away at the ranch because there's nobody to tell me what to do, you know. I can run around on 135 acres and have the mountains and the beach and the city all at, well, not the city, but I can see the city from my cliff.
How's everything going with that fuckhead neighbor of yours up there?
He's actually behaving himself for the moment, except he sent me an email telling me that I forgot to pay my monthly blood money to him, and I said, but I paid double in December, so you're ahead a month, okay? And I had to go back and get the transaction numbers and show him, duh, dude. Oh, El Duce just popped in for a little burp. So, yeah.
Well,
so,
I hope
you know,
he gets cancer in his eyes, that cocksucker.
Well, he doesn't live in the house. His father lived in the house. And when his father died, he inherited the house with his crippled sister. And I've seen court documents I read online where he made her look real bad to the court, mentally incompetent, da da da. That has chose lessy about him too, from the same parents. But anyway, he rents it out, and every 5 years there's a new lease tenant in there. And this last one is really cool, you know. At first they were like the other ones, all gung-ho, trying to follow me down the road and see what I'm doing. And it's like, you know, I'll go for about a mile or a half mile, and I'll flip around and do a U. It's like, ha-ha, suckers. And I'll take a picture of their license plate number. Hey, we got another caller on the line. Let me see who's calling in.
Hello, this is Miss Megan.
Hello.
Sunshine Holmes. Hello, this is Megan Sunshine Holmes from Los Angeles, and I'm calling for Tequila Mockingbird.
She's right here.
Hello, hello. Dave Anger, who was also in Rigor Mortis at one point with the boys. And Megan was my personal assistant at the Zero when we were doing all the art stuff for the Zero.
We were just reminiscing about the Zero too. Nice to meet you.
Oh my goodness. What about our days at Cafe de Grand?
Well, we've
have you guys thought about having Amy Brennan on the show? I know she would really be honored.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah.
I know you would have some. Yes, and I think she would appreciate some stories that you might share about her dad with her.
Why don't you send her a note so she can join us in this gang bang of musical information?
I will send that to her right now.
In the middle.
Michael Brennan is one of the nicest
stripper.
Guys.
She seems to really have a lot of fond memories of being a child at the Cafe de Grand when we were acting fools and having great times doing it.
Here's a little clip I have from Fatal Error live at the Cafe de Grand here. It's about a minute and 43 seconds. Recording.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
It sounds like the Cafe de Grand to me. I could hear the cafe.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could. We have over 300 recordings at the cafe. And, I used to work there booking shows. I worked very close with Michael Brennan and Amy's dad. And, you know, he was one of the neatest guys to work for, you know.
Yes, he was a nice guy.
One time I got in a fight with Dobbs because he was beaten up on Michael Brennan, and we were at the top of the stairs, and I picked Dobbs up and threw him.
Big old fat Dobbs was physically hitting on Mike? That's terrible.
He was hitting Mike, dude. I was not having it.
Really, I would have defended him, too. It's like, dude.
Yeah, because he's a great guy.
And Dobbs is a little funky.
Dobbs is funky, yeah. He gets me.
He kissed me one time. Ew.
Ew. That's like a big old butthole trying to kiss you.
Yeah, he had a thing doing that to girls. Believe me, I was one of those girls.
And you were underage, so it was. I was always warning you about all these horrible predators.
Were you there, Megan, when we gave him a birthday party and we ordered him a cake?
Hold
with
on.
A booby cake? But it had to be.
No,
you know,
but I think I heard about that.
Oh, it was so much fun. You know, he was notorious for picking up on.
She's coming into the market. Hang on a second.
Hollywood hookers.
Yeah.
Yes, he definitely had that taxi cab standard of quality people.
Well, he was a taxi cab driver when I first met him in 1977.
Right, right. I think he ended up going back to taxi driving at the end.
Really?
Yeah, but one time Michael Brennan did something very nice for my ex-husband. I was married to RD, and RD had hit the Jesus guy in the face with a pie, and he got arrested for assault with a deadly weapon on the realist estate.
Sounds like Dave Anger's having his own party over there. Let's listen in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the name of our show, and now it sounds like a party.
I got to get going. I got to do some shopping here. I'm high out of my mind, and I got to go to the grocery store now and satisfy all my munchy needs. But you ladies have a great day. Love you all. Oh, definitely. And a shout out to my buddy David Levine, Hyman Black.
All right.
Yes.
You're going to
come
back to the party next week, right, Dave?
Yes. I'll get back on next Saturday. I'll definitely see the girls.
Oh, very
he's
good.
He's outnumbered, but he's coming
back.
Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your ID problems. My clothes fly over your head. You tree red. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. Go fuck yourself. Shit about what you ate. I don't care about political taste. I don't care about your dead grandma. Bitch, you're on when you get chihuahua. I don't wanna know about your maladies. Don't post pictures of food you eat. I don't give a shit about who you're with. They suck like you. Go eat a dick. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fucking friends. Thumbs up for your ID problems. My posts fly over your head. You train wreck. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. Go fuck yourself. You made a post about Lemonade, and no one cares about your ugly ass kid. Declan is another that fuck, you're not that fine and your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friends or connections or your relationship. It's my sloppy second. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your wide problems. My post fly over your head. You tree wreck. Fuck you. You suck.
Okay, so we've been doing El Duce stories. Shane Enholm from the Flower Leopards came on earlier and gave us a story with Eldon passing out on the sidewalk and being there for 12 hours. So back at the Zero, I think we all have a bunch of stories to tell about Eldon.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Eldon.
You got one, Megan?
Yeah, actually, I wasn't there, but this is, you know, secondhand. I used to give
him
quarters for dirty jokes. but this one is one where Eldon fell asleep, passed out, with the Christmas lights wrapped around him as if he was a Christmas tree. And
yes,
he woke up with little burn marks everywhere.
Oh, no. They added the Christmas lights were on. We were there, David Lee Roth.
You were there. Oh, you were with
I was there. I was there every night after work. What can I say, you know?
Lucky you. But
yeah.
And Pope Night.
We exchanged Christmas gifts on that night. And, yeah, El Duce got wrapped up with all kinds of stuff, anything we had laying around. But I guarantee you he did not have lit up lights on him. No, that's just a fantasy, you know.
Okay, no, like, El Duces were harmed at this Christmas party.
No, he was never harmed. He was a harmless guy, so none of us ever heard him.
Yes.
We used to look out for him because he was always passing
girls,
out.
Girls!
One time at the
girls,
Zero.
Girls!
Yes. Tequila once had me sit back.
At the strip club next
yeah,
to the
I know,
library.
With his drums at the Ivar Strip Club, which
yep,
is now the library, which...
Is it really a library? No, you're kidding.
Yes.
You're kidding. A library?
At the Ivar Theater.
Oh, my goodness. And
you haven't been
there
the lately. It's a great
classic old building.
Yeah, but now it's a brand new library for unsavory people.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, you know, El Duce,
yeah?
he's here with us right now in spirit, right?
Well,
he's been belching a lot. I don't know what the fuck he's eating up there.
Listen, everybody, you must understand. It's happening outside the Cafe Pigrand. Beer's too expensive and you're poor. So head down to the liquor store.
You better listen now. Are you going to be in a cell? And the police hotel.
Torpedo of Colt 45, the dinosaur fuel will keep you alive. Then head back to the parking lot and flick a skinhead drinking gut rot. All over the stinky block, skinheads, blue hairs, or a mohawk. There's cops and helicopters everywhere. They will kick your butt, they don't like your hair.
Okay, so that's like, I think the best song that he ever recorded at Mystic. And Doug told me that Police Hotel was just one of those things they did at the spur of the moment there at Mystic Studio. And he had everybody in the studio join in and sing, and it came out really good, you know?
It did. It did. That's a classic.
Yeah, well, I hope we get the parts and mechanicals for Hollywood Stomp with D. Detroit from UXA.
And Tequila Mockingbird's in it, too. Don't be shy, you know?
Oh, she's the best. I think Tequila Mockingbird is about everything. Everything has a little bit of a mockingbird in it somewhere along the line.
Well, you know,
Shimmerbed and my band and Magically Delicious are playing at the Redwood on the 25th of this month. So if anybody's in L.A. and they want a good time, come to
the
Redwood.
I'm looking forward to your Taylor Dunston.
7 o'clock in the afternoon. Because I know y'all are old and y'all don't get around much in the dark.
That's right. We'll fall in the dark and down a big black hole.
There's that weekend getaway, Tequila. You should talk about your desert oasis retreat you're planning in a couple of months.
Yes. We are going to... Actually, it's next month. We're March 9th. I'm having a magnificent gathering at the art walk in Joshua Tree.
And you can guarantee
like
it'll
totally
get busted by the cops.
I'm doing like my punk museum night where we're going to show all things punk and music.
Yeah.
And a punk immersive, shall we say, and take over the town of Joshua Tree for a night, you know? And
I
have
like
some
it.
Fun. So,
I like
yeah.
it.
You might
yep.
find me creeping through the woods.
I think
yeah,
it'll
right.
be a great weekend getaway.
Oh, yeah.
and you can stay at the Joshua Tree Inn, and there's some other places in the retreat. You have to talk to the Taylor Junction people. It's called Taylor Junction. That's where we're going to be having the event. And it's a donation basis. It's not like some other people that gouge people for money. We understand, and we want you to come and have a good time.
But this is a big event. It's from 12 p.m. until 12 a.m. It's an all-day festivity. It's a big event that is going to be there. Time traveling, too.
Oh, cool. Maybe I'll see you there.
I hope so.
Yeah, why not? The thing is, we're making these radio shows, and these are for the people, and we're playing punk rock for them, and we should play the radio shows at the event, too. So, it should be a fun time. It's just, we're grown-ups now, so it's not like, a bunch of rowdy-ass kids are going to come to this. It's going to be, older gentlemen punks and punkettes. Some of us, you don't see Deborah Harry hanging around like Okie Dog, okay?
You mean we don't have to clear the sidewalks?
Well, there may be some people in walkers, and we are older and mature, so some of us have aged in a way where we are handicap friendly.
Yeah, don't trust anyone under 30.
No.
Oh, goodness.
No way.
Let's listen to Girls, Girls, Girls.
I'm looking. Here we go.
Are we going to have some David Lee Roth stories? Because I have David Lee.
We got lots of those. Okay, so go ahead. Let's hear your story first, and then I'll play Doggy Style.
All right, well, this is the El Duce one. I was at the Zero minding my own business, and David Lee Roth showed up, and something was going to be broken out at the table. Tequila told me to hold back, watch up, keep an eye on Duce, because he's the one to watch. And was she right? Because as soon as the lines came out, a friend of ours who wore cowboy boots named Pleasant was all ready to indulge with everybody else. But Tequila and I were in the corner, and El Duce was pretending to be a large penis, and he ejaculated by peeing in her boots. She didn't notice for a second. But when she noticed, we all noticed.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know,
in her cowboy boots. Tequila had me watch. I never would have seen that without her. Thank you.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah,
ouch.
Step away. Disaster. Warning, Will Robinson. Warning.
You're step back, watch him.
Freaky time. Yeah. Well, yeah, a DJ used to stand across the street from my pad on Yucca and Wilcox, the most notorious corner in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he would be out there with a sign that said, joke, 25 cents.
I've given him a quarter.
Give him a quarter and he'd tell him some stupid joke that was a dad joke.
Yeah.
It would say,
come on, everybody, and do the darn hop. We'll be right back.
I'm glad you own me.
He wants to fuck them all.
That's right.
Not one, not two.
Well, Megan, wait till you hear the gerbil turds. You have not lived until you have heard the gerbil turds, okay?
Oh, I cannot wait.
Well, you know, they were put out on Cafe de Grand Hollywood Records, and Cafe de Grand Music owns the publishing, so anybody wants to do a cover of this song, they're entitled to. So here we go. I like chili.
They're just so fantastic.
They used to play the
What
cafe
do you think,
Megan?
Well, we've been having a lot of chilly weather lately, and chili's been a good a hometown, you know, in-house favorite. So I like
raining.
This song. I like it.
I
like
chili. It's been raining a lot. It's been raining a lot.
Make chili
and
fun.
And Candace lives on a little island. When it rains, she has to take a boat from one side of the lake to the other.
I do, seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
Isolation.
I love it. Nobody can tell me what to do, and I don't have to worry about the popo sticking his nose in my shit.
My name is Peter Beckman. Welcome to Dead Hollywood.
Stop it. That is hilarious.
Wait, Eldon's back. Eldon's back.
Yeah. Drummer boy.
All right.
Live, the Cafe Began.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is kind of one of those bad nights for Eldon. He wasn't up to his best in vocals. But, you know, I think the funniest El Duce moment at the Café de Grand was upstairs after I talked Michael into putting the stage upstairs and get, you know, quit all that DJ and blue stuff because we were always missing records and stuff. So... Mm-hmm. El Duce comes up, and we have this really cool thing where the two guys drive in. One guy drives in with his Harley Davidson in the front door, and the other guy drives in through the side door, and they park on the stage, or, you know, on either end of the stage. And we're doing the cold seat with El Duce. It was a little comedy show I used to do on Wednesday nights.
I remember that. Excellent
I was right
show.
On. Wasn't that fun?
Excellent show.
Thank you. I used to write his dialogue, monologue every week. So anyway, he got so drunk that night, he passed out halfway through his set, and he fell down on the stage and his wee-wee fell out, and he started to pee, and it looked like we were rolling cameras, too. Lewis and I were filming. So Lewis started to pull down. I said, no, get it all on film. So
get it all.
We got it on film where Eldon, poor guy, passed out drunk, and he looks like one of those little Cupid dolls, one of those little fat Cupid dolls, you know, peeing in the fountain.
Oh, Lord.
He's a Cupid doll.
I remember him doing even worse out in front of the cafe, just wanking to completion in front of the cafe.
Ooh, a happy ending for El Duce that night.
Yeah, goodness. I never saw
any
of that kind of stuff.
Can you imagine millions of dollars worth of film in the basement of the cafe after everybody moved out?
I bet. Now, Tequila, let's go over this thing you told me as a child. I was a young lass, and you told me once that El Duce was the father of Andy McDowell. Is this true or fat or false? I want to know right here and now on the radio show.
I think that I was talking about this girl, I don't want to say her name, who's got that guy, the hedgehog, that's in prison now. the porn star, Ron Jeremy's kid.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
I'm surprised either El Duce or Ron, you know, had offspring. But
El Duce couldn't fertilize a fucking chicken egg.
Him and Gigi Allen were under-equipped for the job.
Him and Gigi are in heaven jacking off over us right now, I'm sure.
Ew, garbage showers.
Better than the old Gigi Allen trick.
Ew.
Both of them were gross. No golden showers.
No,
thank you. Now every time it rains, El Duce from heaven.
Yeah. Well, you know, I never had him do anything weird like that because I was the boss, you know, and if he pissed me off, he wouldn't work, you know. So he was always on his best behavior when I was around. And, you know, Top Jimmy and I were, like, really, really close friends. He was one of the my best friends that I made at the cafe when I first started working there, you know, because I didn't know anybody, but, you know, I know music. Anyway.
Well, Jimmy's the best. I still have his
business
card.
Yeah, he was good. I actually have a contract he signed releasing his music, but that's a whole other story. So one night as I'm getting into work, I used to get there sometime after 10 o'clock, you know, usually, unless there was a cold seat show to do. So on the weekends, it was always after 10 o'clock, and I parked across the street, and I'm walking in, and Jimmy comes running out, and Eldon was already standing there, and they both took me arm in arm, and they said, come on, we got to show you something really cool. Okay, so we walked half a block up toward Hollywood Boulevard and crossed the street in the middle of the street. To the left, there's this little back door there, and we go in that back door, and they got these little booths where you put coins in it. So he said, come on, get in here. Okay. So the three of us squeeze in one of these little booths, and Jimmy's already got a whole pocket full of these tokens, and he starts putting them in the machine. And I got embarrassed because it was really funny. It was X-rated porn, and I'm really not into that stuff. And I just started laughing, and I ran outside all the way to the curb. Like, no.
God, what an afternoon.
Yeah, well, it was quite an evening.
They want to see how far you'll let them take you.
Hey, come look at this. You never go look at that.
You know,
I had no idea. I had no idea those places even existed.
Run.
Those boys are rascals. Those two were
so
rascals.
I was so naive in those days, you know. I didn't know they had places like that. I mean, they would say, girls, girls, girls. Well, I went in for a job one time at this place that said, girls, girls, girls in Burbank on Victory. And when the guy says, okay, dance on the little pillbox. I dance on the pillbox. He goes, okay, you're hired. And he goes, hang on, I'll get you your uniform. And he comes out with this thing that is sheerer than tissue paper. And I looked at that. And I wouldn't even hold it. I just ran out crying.
I'm not doing this.
Exactly.
And that's how you ended up at the Cafe de Grand. You could have danced or you could grand. I like your choice. I like your choices.
Okay. Yeah, good choices. Good life choices.
Well, you know, the only reason I ever went there was because my little sister told me that that Dobbs was tending bar down there, and we could get in and see groups like X and Bad Religion and stuff. So, you know, he used to be my neighbor. I never knew him in Hollywood. I knew him when I lived on Verdugo Road in Los Angeles, close to San Fernando.
Uh-huh.
And he was really nice, you know, in the 70s. So, you know, I my husband had recently died, and, you know, I went to college for a year or so, and started hanging out at the cafe because my little sister said Dobbs was there. So I felt comfortable to go into a nightclub knowing somebody who worked in the management, you know. So I was really timid. You know, I was really timid, you know. And I'd never even been in the punk rock scene before that, you know. From college, we used to go dancing at, you know, the Odyssey and the Starwood and Gazzari's, you know.
Those
kind of places. Yeah, wasn't that fun? And they're still open.
And there was
up.
A garden. What was the one,
place.
Gardens? there was a lot of there was Seven Sleaze. And
oh
there
yeah,
was
I
some
remember
sort
Seven
of a,
Seas. Right across
yeah,
from the Hollywood Chinese Theater. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
fun.
And then there was another one, I want to say Descanso Gardens, but something else Gardens, way at the east end of Hollywood
yeah,
Boulevard,
I've,
too.
I remember the Gardens thing, but I can't remember right now. But it'll, maybe it'll come to us before the end of the show.
Yeah. We're having you know, older lady moments, mentally.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no. I don't know who that old lady is in the mirror when I look in the mirror, but it ain't me. she ate candy. She ate candy.
Candy.
Okay.
We're all pretty good. If we're here, we're doing pretty good, Candy. Yeah,
exactly.
I gotta tell you.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a luxury and a pleasure.
That's right.
You that Mr. Dobbs and the way he used to go around every day straight from I would go to the cafe after school, and he and the other bartender, not Jimmy, we would all go over to Top Dog or Top Burger and meet Top Jimmy, and they would all eat there, and I used to get free burgers at the Top Jimmy place. He was a great chef. He really was. And then we would head back, and the club was starting up, and I would go over to Tequila, and she and English Frank really were like an afternoon daycare center for this high school girl. They really kept me out of a lot of trouble, but let me have a lot of fun.
What did I tell you about drugs?
Okay, now this is a great theory on drugs. I've had children, and I told them the same thing. If you're going to be doing drugs, don't do them with your stupid little friends at their parents' homes. Do drugs with famous people who have good drugs and management, because you're underage, and if they get busted or something goes down, they're going to make sure everything is okay. So she said, don't do drugs with your friends that you meet, your little punker friends that you bring in here and want to get high with. They all have to go. It was so embarrassing, Candace. She kicked out some cute guys. probably know them. But she sent them home and told me to do cocaine with David Lee Roth. Yes, Timothy Leary has drugs.
If you're going to do that, make sure that you can cover your ass.
Yes, and do good drugs, like with Timothy Leary.
Well, Tim never offered us drugs.
No, but he did bring, he always would bring Kentucky Fried Chicken. I like
Yummy.
That, too.
I like Kentucky Fried Chicken still today.
Me, too. And I like Timothy Leary.
He is sitting right on it.
Oops, I slipped on the pedal.
Well, yeah, that's what... why don't you play my record?
Okay. Brian Walsby, the artist on drums, Scott Radinsky on vocals, also known as the former pitcher of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh.
Yeah,
multitasking.
We used to call him Scott Rad. He's Rad.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies.
The father is a fish and he created both the fish. He looks like a flower and he does such like the sun. Away from the shivering sun. His dinner like a street drunk and he's buzzing everyone. Today the sun is angry, today the sun is hot. You forgot to worship her if you worship you not. Away from the shivering sun. The deep parted sun with kisses, but they burn and then we end. Who knew that kisses were filled like this?
That lady has a very good voice. I'm just saying the vocalist rocks on that cut.
Yeah, it gets pretty hot in the summer here in L.A.
Awesome.
Hot down summer in the city. Back in my neck getting sweat and gritty.
Oh, yes.
So we're all going up to Joshua Tree at the end of the 25th of March to hang out and recharge our batteries. And
25th of March.
I've got Taylor. Rick and Jaton from Christian Death playing.
Yes.
And I'm really stoked about that. And Tom Monitor is going to do some performance art, and I'm going to play. And
It's
shaping up to be some really interesting shows out there.
Oh, it's going to be so fun in Taylor Junction. You're taking over that town that weekend, I bet.
I think that we are all going to come out and, you know, spend the night and, you know, like hang out with our, you know, because like a lot of my friends live out there. Like Brenda Starr lives out there.
Oh, Brenda Starr, so pretty.
Deborah,
I remember
from
her.
Romeo Void and Victoria Williams.
Romeo Void.
Good musicians there. Like, you know, also, like a whole L.A. contingent lives out there.
It's a beautiful place.
So I see a live taping with Tequila Mockingbird, February 10th at 3 to 4 o'clock, Punk Cast.
Oh, she works with UCLA sometimes doing some sort of archiving of a very magical moment in music.
Very good.
The Punk Cast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm doing the Punk Cast live this afternoon with a Zoom call to UCLA.
Oh,
nice. That should be fun. I'm excited about that. It's been, you know, I mean, I went to the German consulate, the Goethe Institute the other night with Karen, and Karen is my bestie photographer bro, you know, like, she's a graffiti artist and like incredible photographer, Karen Lindberg Frieda. And so we work on my, I write for Hollywood Times Today magazine as
what
well
were
as
you
Lost
doing?
Energy.
What were you
so,
doing?
Yeah, we keep busy, you know, so yeah, we
I
keep
see
pretty
that.
Busy around these parts.
You were just in the Mojave Desert, what, a couple of days ago? Pink moon over Mojave Desert. Spent a few days filming at the Mojave Air and Spaceport. Tequila is working on a show based on time travel for Vice TV. Oh, this is from Paul Picasso, Hollywood, from that he's the one who went to the punk Mojave. Sorry about that. I used to live right
we
there. I used
Paul.
To go in that airport every single day because the guys used to save me. They had big hangers, and they give me these creepy, huge 50-gallon trash can bags full of cans and aluminum parts that, you know, were defective or something.
Wow.
I spent like every day over at the recycle place, man. It was crazy.
You got some heavy metal going on.
I was out there 2 years ago shooting for Vice TV, and I took Paul with me.
I loved living
and
there.
And that's how he met my companions from the rocket company I've been working with for 30 years.
Oh, right on. Well, you know where the great big huge truck stop is? I used to have my two-bedroom mobile home parked in a mobile spot behind the Bel Air Motel, so I was friends with the owner. And they used to give me a room every day to shower in because I couldn't hook up facilities to the motel with my trailer, just electrical, you know, lights and stuff, you know. So because everything else ran on gas in the trailer park, and I yanked it out of there. Anyway, so they used to give me a room every day and would shower there and hang out, watch TV, swim in the pool, whatever, if it was hot weather. You know, we lived there quite a long time. I love Mojave. They were good people.
I'm thinking of putting a home on Candace's land because she's got, like, the killer land.
I'm making
and we've been looking at those box homes where you just like drive it up. It's a box and they fold it into place and that's the whole pad.
There's lots of little tiny homes too. You can just wheel over there.
They're really cute too. Yeah.
But they have container homes that look pretty good. I was in Hawaii checking out the container homes, and apparently those are, you know, they last a long time.
Sure. Here, they're all metal. Rodents
Candace lives in a Quonset hut from Gomer Pyle.
Oh, my dad worked in the motion picture industry and used to drag home all kinds of crap from the studios.
Right. I love that. I love that.
Surprise. I wish I had some of the good stuff that Dad collected. It all got ripped off and sold to Planet Hollywood. But, you know, all those dinosaurs and stuff, those belong to my dad. He bought those at the backlot auctions from the original King Kong movie.
You're such a lucky kid. You probably had some of the best.
I did play with that stuff. It was fun. I did have a fun time growing up. And my dad used to take me when they were filming as well, you know. And when he had finished one movie, you know, like Jaws, he was at Universal, or the new King Kong is at Universal, or, you know, then he'd be over at 20th Century Fox and back and forth between the major studios depending on, you know, what they were filming.
Wow.
There to the end. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Was your father a prop man? What did he do in the film industry?
Special effects.
Fun for you.
And props, miniatures and stuff.
Right, tabletop work and things like that. Did you ever work in the film industry with him or because of him?
No. No. I got into punk rock after college. I took the course to become an art director for a studio. I took the prerequisite classes and everything to get my stage certificate for technical work, you know, stage makeup and advanced and all that. And I
did a lot of prosthetics, too. I was makeup and hair, but, boy, I sure did like the special effects and the things that your father would do, the tabletop making a little toy look like a big Godzilla.
I know, right? They use a lot of lizards, too, in a lot of those stupid movies. You know, nowadays the technology is so great compared to back then. You know, it was just in the beginning stages. But my dad made really good friends with this guy, Ken Strickfaden. And Strickfaden was the guy who did all the special effects in the movies for Frankenstein. And he was a super neat guy. Oh, my gosh. He was way ahead of his time, you know.
Oh, how fun. Did you get to see them work or get to look at them as they were going through kits with
we used to go to his house a lot, and he had this whole big garage set up with, you know, where he did his work. And I'm telling you, man, he had fun stuff, hands-on stuff, you know, he let us kids play with, you know. It was just awesome. Very, very nice.
You never know when
nice,
you see. Yeah.
Gracious person.
Yes, he
was ahead of his time, too. Oh, that's a little puppy crying. How cute. Okay, so we've been rambling on here for a while. Let's see. What do we got on the soundboard here? How about Dead Cities, Emperor Chitsworth?
Filled up with aggression, I'm gonna smash your television. Saturday night, you watching me. Saturday night, come to the grave. Intensity.
the Undercity Kings used to play at the Café de Grand a lot, and since I came to help Doug Moody with Mystic Records, a lot of the artists that I put on stage back in the 80s remember me, and we all worked together real fine, and the Undercity Kings, I have test pressings on the way for their new album, and I'm so excited about it. It's called Fun Sucker. Here's a little clip from their new album coming out.
You set the fun! It's over, we're done! Away from me.
Favorites tequila, rigor mortis in the trenches.
Oh, yes. Woohoo!
Does anybody have any juicy Mike stories?
No Mike, not story. He was my neighbor. I saw things.
Nice.
He's still trying to get in her.
He never, and we were neighbors. I saw things. I saw lots of pretty things coming and going from his place.
Lots of pretty things.
Yeah, some of them had tears in their eyes.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, we love them.
That's right.
Yeah, like, you're not going to break my heart, buddy.
Ed.
Yeah, I miss him. He's such a cuddly teddy bear.
Yep, that was him. That was him.
Strong and
quite a lovely man.
You saw him at the gym.
know you're old when you go on Facebook or you see this thing says, you see all these people standing in line. It says, your grandparents waiting in line for Star Wars, 1977. Excuse me? I was 21 years old in 1977. Hello.
I'm sure I was in that line.
My grandparents would have been standing in line to see Jack Benny or Gene Krupa. Hey, we got another caller on the line, so let's check this out and see who this is.
Howdy! This year's the punk rock puppet pope, Green Jello. I ordered a large cheese and pepperoni pizza about an hour ago, and I was calling in for the status of the delivery.
Well, let me see. Psycho Betty had it a little while ago, and she was supposed to bring it to you, but she got lost somewhere along the line.
Ah, she must have stopped off at her math dealer. You know, she was really...
What are the hoes?
She was fresh. She was jonesing for some fractions when she came over last night. And I gave her the 2 + 2 = 4 and the 4 + 4 = 8. And the next thing I knew, she was on a fraction binge.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Bill Manspeaker of Green Jello.
Hey. Yes, I would like some green jello on my pizza, please. If we could hurry up the order, I got some starving band members over here. I have the Wizard of Weed with me right now, Richard Eastman.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Sex, drugs. You don't always get what you want, but sometimes you're going to get some free weed.
Live in Santa Cruz with the gay gangster.
Way, Richard.
Oh, tequila. Tequila. I love you, tequila.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
with a Polaroid. Remember when we were at Club Buck?
Oh, oh Jesus. Polaroid pictures with the Wizard of Weed. Hi,
so
how are you? We're out on tour, and we're in Santa Cruz today. And we're about
that.
To go to San Francisco. We played San Francisco last night.
Dang.
And then Sacramento on Thursday.
I'm only an hour from Sacramento.
Oh, really? You missed one hell of a punk rock puppet show.
I've never met you guys, but I've followed your music for years. I just love Green Jello.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Did it lead you down some weird road where you went into a slum and got mugged for your Green Jello?
No,
you said
but
you've been following me.
I've been very fond of Green Jello for all my life. It was always my favorite, the Green Jello.
Oh, I thank you. Yes. You know, it's funny because we named the band after the dessert because we all thought it was the world's worst dessert. So why not name it the world's worst band?
Oh,
true story.
Great
band.
You guys did a show in Hawaii with one of my bands, Undercity Kings, and that was really cool.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
But hello, how
They've
are you?
They've got a new album coming out. It's the test pressings are on their way to my office, and as soon as they get here, we'll be 8 weeks out before we get the record.
I got a new album coming out in 1995. Our new album's coming out September 1995.
Right.
It's our new album, release date.
Very good. Very good.
30 years ago.
So where are you guys off to after this? Where's your tour taking you?
We just do little mini tours, three-day, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and then we just go back home to Hollywood. So we all
weekend
live in Hollywood, California. So this weekend we drove, but most of the times we just fly into some city, United States,
mm-hmm.
Canada, Mexico, Europe, and then we play 3 days and we come home. So
where are you playing next?
I found that it's a lot, and I know it's going to sound weird, it's a lot cheaper to fly
to these
shows than
it is
to actually pay for the gas to drive there.
And you save a lot of time, too, because you can get there real quick.
Oh,
I mean, I can be all the way to Las Vegas in an hour or Hollywood.
I could be to New York in 4 hours or 4 days. And, right? And it cost me $150 to fly to New York, but it's going to cost me, you know, $600-$700 plus hotels, you know,
right,
to get to New York.
Right.
4 days and $600.
I figured
bucks.
Out this little niche. I figured out this little niche where we just hop on a plane and fly in.
There you go.
They have the equipment there ready for us, and we just roll in, play, and leave.
Very good. That's,
yeah,
that's
pretty
good.
Fun.
Play next. Where's your next gig?
Our next show is New Jersey, and then Long Island, and then Rochester, New York, which is in about a month.
That's going to be hot.
Oh,
New
Florida,
Jersey,
Florida,
yeah.
Florida is next. One more time?
East Coast rock. You're going to really rock them out over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We do it all the time. Again, it's really easy. 1 week we can fly to Texas. Another week we can fly to Italy. Another week we can fly to Mexico. It doesn't matter.
You guys have a lot of frequent flyer miles, I think, huh?
Oh, my God, so many. And it's so easy. Like, once you start flying, you start racking that up. And before you know it, you're getting, you know, tickets for $5.
Green Jello perks.
So, our next show is March 8th in Tampa, Florida. And then Jackson, Florida.
Well, that's going to be fun.
Yes. And we also do a live television show called WTFTV.com. It's WTF-TV.com. And we did about 100 live three-hour shows. I took off about a year to go back out on tour, but I've raised enough money to get a new building, which Tequila helped me find.
Tequila helped everyone.
We'll be moving in unless somebody else took it on us already, but I'll find out when I get back from Santa Cruz tomorrow. So, a lot of stuff we do. We do a lot of touring. We do a lot of TV shows. We literally go around the world. Again, Canada, Mexico, United States, Europe, and I actually teach people how to be in a efficient band that can travel cheaply, and I also teach them how to make simple songs, and we give out classes how to make our punk rock puppets that we use in our band. So, you know, it's more of like a recruitment thing. You know, we try to inspire people with positive actions. And right now, currently, I have the Guinness Book of World Record. We have 1,069 people in my band. I have the world record for the largest music band in music history.
Very good.
Oh,
maximum carnage across the globe.
Yes, Maximum Carnage. That was, we were the first band to actually make a soundtrack for a video game. So we did a Spider-Man video game in the 90s, and we did all the music on the video games before anybody else ever did.
That's so cool.
And there's also a documentary out on us on Vice.com, V-I-C-E.com. And if you just put in Green Jello Vice, you'll see it. It's a nice 15-minute mini documentary on how I travel the world with my 9-year-old son, and we are in a band together.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So there you go. And lots of stuff out on YouTube.
Very good.
Fantastic. Bill and Richard, it's great to hear you guys, and I'm glad that you came on the show, and you met Megan,
and Candace.
Thank you for having us all, Candace.
Oh, yes. Thank you guys for coming on, you know.
Party.
We had a
all
peaceful
right,
house today.
To the amusement park. We're off to the amusement park for some family fun. I got a clown with me. I got the Wizard of Weed. I got a Hollywood vampire. I got a 9-year-old. And we're all going to the Santa Cruz Amusement Park right now.
Well, watch out for that 9-year-old.
And one hell of a 9-year-old. My son's name is Chaos Diablo.
I had a feeling we had to watch him. I had a feeling
and,
about that kid.
Off. So thank you for your time, Tequila. We love you dearly. And here's the Wizard of Weed. Here's the Wizard of Weed.
Bobby Krieger, Tequila Mockingbird, Green Jello, Emerald Cup, Eureka, I'm negotiating, San Francisco, Santa Rosa, Sacramento, Eureka, Humble, Arcata, I love you, Tequila, you'll hear about it when we book you and pay you.
Richard clogs the toilet.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, that was Green Jello.
You drive your cars fucked up on playlists. You only kill each other. You're proving that you fool. The car's my gun. The car's my gun.
Stop by and say hi. Gosh, they were just an hour drive away from me the other day. Yes, last night and the night before. Sacramento and San Francisco, both the same distance for me. And I would love to see those guys. I mean, I've followed their career for years, you know, and I love their music. And, well, I guess it just wasn't meant to be this time.
You know, now you're in touch, and I'll send you their website info.
I just liked it on Facebook, so we're good to go. And I thanked them for coming on the show. Okay, so I also got a message from the Insolence. The Insolence said hi, so I'm going to play their newest song off their album called Violent Fuzz. I just love this song.
One big show with three name bands, traps all leather and skin. Life tries to stop getting out of hand. Everyone pushing it in. Getting under what can't even stand. My head is starting to spin. Perspiring parts of the swollen land. There's no way.
once in a while that happens. It usually does it on Dave Anger's songs. Why, I don't know. It didn't do it today on his songs, but anyway, I never know when that feedback is going to come through the microphone. I do apologize for that. We have people listening all over the world. The guys from the band Bleed, Punk Degenerates from the United Kingdom, just chimed in on Facebook and said to say hello. So hi, Chris and Andy. Glad you guys are listening. And we just had Green Jello on. I just love their little piggy song. It's so cute. Not by the hair of my chin, chin, chin.
It's somehow different when a woman sings it.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah, and I wanted to give a shout-out to the Insolence, Kevin Kubota. Thank you for listening. And Dave Anger for coming on. And thank you, Shane Enholm, and Tequila Mockingbird. And Megan. We've lost Megan, but I thank you for coming on. And
said to say goodbye. She's got to bounce, as they say, these young people. She's bouncing.
Well, you know, when she was in high school, I was like pushing 30 when I worked at the cafe, you know.
Yes.
30
yes.
Sounds so young to us now, but then it was like so old. Oh, 30? You're 30? Almost, not quite. Well, the cafe closed on my 30th birthday, so. All right, so here's one about L.A., Human Zoo, Unit F. And then we'll be back to say, party or go home.
Apocalypse, the city of light.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in today, and that was a nice surprise. We had so many guests today. It was just really wonderful. Thank you, Tequila.
You're welcome, my darling. So I'm looking forward to next week's show. We've got more rock and roll coming your way on Partier Go.
Great. Sponsored by Mystic Records and Cafe de Grand Music.
And soon, the Punk Museum.
That's right. Okay, we don't want any more piggers. Any more piggers. Oh, my goodness.
What's happening?
Oh, that song I was putting on, he screams, "I hate piggers." But it's the way he sounds it. I mean, it kicks me. Am I dead, brain dead, or what? But it doesn't sound like it's politically correct. Tequila? Oh, no. I said in this.